Om Shanti. We are going to remain no white lights, red lights only, please. This is going to be an experiential talk, and I'd like to introduce these two very special brothers. And of course, every Brahmin soul is special, but these two are extraordinarily special because of their humility. And this is what I appreciate with both of these brothers. They've been in Gyan for 40 years now. That might be older than some of you. Unfortunately, not older than me. But I'd like to tell you how they came to Gyan. They were friends in London. Do you remember that old hippie generation? That's what they were. But they were kind of spiritual hippies, not drug hippies. They were interested in meditation. They were interested in God. They were interested in the truth. And that's where they found Baba 40 years ago. And so Brother Charlie is instrument for Australia. And of course we all know Charlie. He's up in front quite a bit. And we know how lovely he is and how soft he is. And he's softer than many sisters I know. I meant that as a compliment, Charlie. We need more white light spots on the two brothers. Lighting. And Brother Ken, over there is lighting. He's not there. He can't do it. He did it the other day. Just white spots. And so Brother Ken is instrument for South America. And he has an extraordinary story as well. Because he was sent to South America, didn't know Spanish. Ah, light at last. This is where we're going. Okay, can you make it a little bit lower? Yes, stop. Okay. And he didn't speak Spanish or Portuguese, and of course he learned and mastered both languages, to the point where he forgot English. Not really. But he wrote many books in Portuguese and then has to translate them back into English. So thank you both for being here. We need to remove this middle chair.
Om Shanti. I always think that it's strange to speak about silence. They seem to be contradictory. But we know that silence is not just the absence of words. It's probably the best synonym for the sort of silence that we need and want is tranquility. You know, internally, everything is very tranquil. And it means to silence the internal conversation as well. Most of us think in words. Is that right? When you think, do you think in words? Sometimes images, sometimes sounds, but mostly words. Is that right? We have to learn how to speak to ourselves properly if we want to be silent. I think the tongue, what we speak externally, is often just the reflection of what we're speaking internally. Sometimes the words escape through the mouth. Sometimes we're speaking so much externally that we don't give ourselves time to calm down the inner conversation. And of course, the tongue is the only horizontal organ in our bodies, practically. You know, sort of everything else sort of droops down or goes up. But the tongue moves in and out. Obviously, it's the means of communicating with others, so we know that. But I always feel that what we say externally comes from the silence that we have internally. So if our silence internally is healthy, what comes out of our mouth will also be healthy. And if not, it won't. And so I've got a few tips perhaps to keep that tranquility, and then we're going to share a few ideas. First of all, we have to realize that our inner state, our deepest state, is one of complete silence. And then for the first part of the cycle, we didn't have many words. So an exercise that I often do is I try to imagine myself, if I were a deity now, what would I be thinking? For example, reduce our vocabulary, we will definitely reduce the inner conversation, right? So if I were in the Golden Age, first of all, there are probably no adjectives. Nothing is beautiful because nothing is ugly. Nothing is great because nothing is not so great. So there are all of those adjectives that have opposites. They don't exist. And then you look at the nouns. Very few things are actually called something. Yeah, I don't think we say this is a rose and this is a jasmine and this is that. So the nouns also, very few. We don't do very much, except maybe organize picnics and dance and paint and, you know, that sort of thing. We don't have many verbs, right? So if the 500,000 words that exist now, at least in the English language, which is double any other language, I would say maybe, 2,000 words maybe exist in the Golden Age? Who knows? So we don't speak very much. We feel more. We allow things. Things don't come with a name, you know. And so if I'm in the Golden Age, I'm just allowing things to be as they are. So I'm not questioning. I'm just appreciating. I'm not separating. It's all part of the one thing. So that's the first thing. Reduce the number of words. Second, reduce our vision of things to their original state. So if people if I can see beyond the present personality, whatever has been built up over the cycle is what we see now in physical things and in people. So if I can reduce my vision back to the original state, then again I'm actually making my internal state silent. Right? So the silence within, which is original, connects with the silence in the people and things, which is also original. Matter was not whizzing around like it does now. It was very easy. You know, the matter has become crazy. You know, its manifestation has become crazy and our own has become crazy. So I reduce my vision to the original. And I guess the third thing, just as a tip, to be as present as you can. Because in the present, the past, as Baba says, is finished. Past is past. Future hasn't arrived yet. The only real time that I have is the present. And I think silence has a lot to do with our interaction with reality. I'm not real if I'm not present, actually. I can remember that yesterday I was happy, but I can't re-experience the same happiness. So happiness, peace, love, these things really only exist in the present. So if I reduce my words, I reduce my vision, and I reduce my experience of time, I'll become very silent.
It's wonderful to be in this beautiful atmosphere. Sometimes I feel that of all the things we do as a family, our specialty is to create atmosphere and especially the atmosphere of silence. And I think it's this atmosphere which will do the greatest work in this world. Because atmosphere speaks to the original self. Atmosphere speaks to my original sanskars. Atmosphere touches something so incredibly deep inside. And it's silence that creates this powerful feeling. In my own spiritual journey, I think my main quest has been how to experience, how to feel, how to really attain spiritual feelings. And I feel that silence is the doorway, the gateway to spiritual experience. And in this life, spiritual experience is the greatest nourishment. It's easy to know, it's easy to believe. But on this journey, it takes time to nurture the feelings of silence and taste that deep, rich world of attainment internally. And for me, in silence, I taste the true nature of the soul. I can know I'm a soul. I can believe I'm a soul. I can visualize I'm a soul. I can imagine I'm a soul. But in silence, I am a soul. It is me. And it's when I feel that experience, when I live in the state of who I really am, my experience is all the original nature of the self bubbles to the surface. My mind is swimming in these feelings, these rich feelings. It's like coming home to this sweet place where I sit in my own true value. There's a deep sense of contentment. And it's like a peace which is eternal fills the core of my being. And it's silence which is the doorway into the depths of the true self. And why Baba is always encouraging us to explore and experiment, to use my mind as a laboratory, to experiment with silence, to taste these feelings. But not only is silence the pathway to the true self, in my experience, it's silence that makes me feel totally close to Baba, like a complete belonging, like a feeling that I've never really left. And in silence, my mind is completely receptive to Baba. It's like I go beyond the pull of the senses and the external world. My mind is closed to all those avenues that often dominate my thinking. And it's just a sweet fragrance in my thinking, extraordinary feeling. And I'm totally with Baba. Nothing's pulling me away. And the attraction to Baba is at its highest. And often in that state, I feel the intrinsic nature of the self is to have love and relationship. This is the relationship of all relationships. I, the eternal soul, with my lover, my beloved, just absolutely to resonate be in tune with, absolutely be present with Baba. The silence is so loud because it's just so much love. And my feeling is the deeper the love, the deeper I go into silence. More love, deeper silence, and I'm just absorbed into Baba. And in this incredibly sweet place where nothing can pull me away, the beauty of this feeling creates bliss. It's like a joy that I can never have at any other time in the whole cycle. A total union with my beloved. And in this state of connectedness, I think a deep change begins in the self. It's like this transformation. My mind can be calm, my intellect can be calm, but sometimes there's currents in the sanskaras still. And in this deep silence, it's like a healing, a lightness comes. It's like I can hear what Baba wants me to be, what Baba wants me to do. It's like a conversation that I know is real. It's not my imagination. I'm absolutely connected. And how sweet is that feeling? And there's a sense that deep change is happening.
Inside of us, sometimes it seems that there are two me's. One is the body conscious me that spends a lot of time analyzing and searching and running around, making a lot of noise. And of course that noise comes out in the way we relate to people and things. But then there's the other me, which is the real me, the soul conscious me, that doesn't even need to make any efforts to be silent. It already is. And in a way, when we stop to meditate, it's very difficult if this body conscious me is dominating the internal conversation. In fact, that one can't even connect with God. It's only the soul conscious me that can connect with Baba. That's why I have to become a soul. I have to become the soul that I already am. I don't have to make efforts to become a soul. I don't have to make efforts to be Baba's child. I am. I really don't need to make efforts to be silent. I am in my natural state, silent. And you know, at that level, everything is connected, as Charlie was saying. There's no distance between souls, just between our bodies. So if I become very quiet just by being next to Baba, Baba of course is unchanging, completely stable. And my connection with him also makes me completely stable. when I can do that, it has an enormous impact on all souls. Because there's no distance. And especially those ones that are more closely connected with me. My network, let's say. The souls that I interact with more closely. Just by becoming quiet and silent, I have an immediate impact on everyone. So let's become close to Baba, totally stable, quiet, and impact the world.
let me just bathe in the feelings of silence. Just feel the atmosphere soothing my inner world. Even if physical sound enters through my ears, my inner world remains true. Just visualize your mind as a beautiful crystal ball holding Baba's silence. Wisdom is to keep this mind still, calm, at rest, as the world swirls around me. Just hold this image of this beautiful crystal ball full of clean, still, pure water. The noise of my mind, the chattering mind, has stopped. The noise of the heart, of the feelings and emotions, the personalities and differences, disappears. It's so clean, so still. Even the noise of my conscience, the regrets, the guilt, it all disappears. In these feelings of Baba's truth, just keep feeling how clean your mind is, and that wisdom is not to let anything pollute this inner world of silence, not what I see, not what I hear, no memories. Because this inner world is dominated by this relationship with my true self. And this deep belonging with Baba. When these two things hold strongly in my crystal ball, nothing can influence. I can take this atmosphere everywhere. Just keep going deeper into these sweet feelings. And when my mind is fragrant with the feelings of silence, it influences everyone I come in touch with. My attitude paints the atmosphere with peace and calmness. Because my inner world is so calm and silent. My attitude propels my inner world of silence into the atmosphere. This is the service Baba wants. To work with the power of my mind to transform the atmosphere and even those around me with these pure feelings of silence, good wishes, and pure feelings. Let's just keep holding these sweet feelings of silence inside.
I'm just a point of light. Everything else came afterwards. All of the images and sounds, feelings and tossings and turnings that I filled myself with over time. We're not there originally. I'm just a point of light. I never was anything else, actually. All of the other conditions and situations were built onto that point of light, built around it, to such an extent that we couldn't see ourselves anymore. But that same original state is recorded in our sanskars now. I can be perfect for a few seconds, a minute. Five minutes. Baba has reminded me of this. He helps me to experience my love. It's not his love, it's my love. But his love makes my love work. His peace makes my peace work. His bliss makes my bliss work. But they're my sanskars and have always been. So I'm just a point of light. Everything came afterwards.
We crave silence, stillness, a mind at rest. But sometimes we also fear silence. The noise, the busyness, the distractions has a purpose. It stops me from going deep to look at who I really am. Because silence is a mirror. In silence, I am naked from all that I have accumulated. I can see who I really am. I can see it so clearly. I can see and taste my original beauty. It's there, embedded in the core of my being. But I can also see my weakness. In silence, I can see what I need to change. I don't feel hopeless about my weakness, because silence heals. And when there's a deep honesty with myself and Baba, the healing process begins. The power of this divine love takes me deep into silence. And in front of Baba, the surgeon begins to work. I'm open. I'm not hiding anything. Baba, you can heal me with the power of your wisdom and love. The deeper I absorb in silence, the more powerful the healing process. The more I taste my original sanskaras, the present set lose their influence. In silence, I feel myself growing into purity. Just taste these feelings of my original purity.
I, the soul, am at the center of my life. The world around me. So many things are happening around. Physically, I'm in this place, I'm not somewhere else. And I'm in this moment, not in another one. So being at the center, I'm not moving. completely still. And I turn inwards. And immediately, Baba comes up in front of me. I converse with the subtle form. Shiv Baba together with Brahma Baba Bhaptada. In the subtle world, everything is silent, but there's still communication. So I talk with Bab Dada. About how great it is to be where I am now. And how much you have quieted my heart, my feelings, my thoughts, all of the things that are there in my physical life. I'm completely detached from them. The name, the form, the ramifications. Tasks, responsibilities, everything. I'm just a detached observer together with Bab Dada. But I really want to understand your love. My love. I want to become the embodiment of that. So thought becomes experience. And Shiv Baba takes me to the incorporeal world where I am what I truly am. Not thinking, I'm experiencing. Shiv Baba gives me the experience of my original state. Peace, love, purity, silence.
Just keep holding these sweet feelings inside. Don't let the mind wander. My full attention is to Shiv Baba. This unadulterated absorption in one is pure silence. Just see Baba in the eye of the mind. Baba, you are eternally silent. And when I come into your company, I'm immersed in these sweet feelings. Go deeper and deeper into this relationship of total love. Just see Baba in the eye of your mind and feel his love. Filling me, washing me and caressing me. Baba, I am with you. I'm totally in tune with you. I'm listening to you and only you. You are totally truth and you are making me true. Just allow yourself to be completely loved. The deeper the love, the deeper the silence. Nothing is pulling me back into the physical world. Just remain with Baba. And immerse yourself in the purity of his love. This will heal the depth of my being. And reemerge my original power. For the next half hour, let us hold these feelings. With love, keep my mind focused to my lover, and go deeper and deeper.
Oh.